Hi, this is Tom Browning, and you're listening to the Red Hot Mama on RedHotMama.com, home of the Reds.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland on this Monday, October 9th, 2006. It's, you know, this isn't a baseball story, but around this time of year, it's National Boss Day.
Oh, that's right.
It's not National Bosses Day. It's National Boss Day.
Just Boss.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Does Bruce Springsteen have anything to do with this?
I'm sure that he gets tons of cards. Anyway, so look it up. It's National Boss Day. So I go into the Hallmark store, and I do have a gold crown card, and I do collect points.
So is this a Hallmark holiday?
It is a Hallmark holiday. It's one of those Hallmark holidays for kissing up.
Yeah.
One of those Hallmark-approved opportunities for kissing up.
Interesting.
Like all Hallmark holidays. Did you know it's also Sweetest Day?
Oh, I know that one's coming up.
I didn't really realize it. I didn't get a card for that. I hope that you'll forgive me.
I'll be okay.
Crack Technical Staff Day is probably, you know, next month. Anyway. So I go into the Hallmark store, and I walk in, and the woman greets me, as they always do in the Hallmark store, because they're very friendly. It's sort of like Cece's Pizza. They yell across the room.
Hey!
Yeah, and the woman says, oh, can I help you find anything? And I look around, and I don't see the Boss Day cards anywhere nearby. So I'm like, yeah, you got Boss Day cards? And she's, oh, no, sorry.
No.
Yeah, exactly. This is the freaking store that has cards that you send to your dog.
Or from your dog.
Or from your dog. Cards you send from your dog. But, you know, they don't allow pets in the store.
Oh.
So who's going to get those cards?
Oh, that's devious.
This is the store that has a section of cards to daddy from adult.
Just any adult?
Well, it's just like when you grow up and you still call your father daddy.
I see.
And okay. There
I was picturing like some random adult you just off the street.
Hi, daddy. Well, they are kind of creepy. I mean, there's just something a little bit creepy about that. Anyway, so I'm like,
so they didn't have, so she, like, said no.
I sit there agape for a second. I'm like, ah. This really sucks because, you know, I've made a trip all the way out here. I've got to buy 3 Boss Day cards. And she's like, really? I'm sure I bought one here last year, and I'm sure I did. I remember where it was. But, you know, it wasn't there this year, and I didn't, anyway. So she's like, yeah, no, sorry. Our Muncie store carries them. And I'm like, okay, like Boss Day cards are in such short supply, they can only send them to Muncie, but not to Anderson. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, okay, what the heck am I going to do? She goes, yeah, all we have here is Purdue and IU. Like,
what?
Purdue and IU Boss Day cards? And then that's when I finally put together that she thought I'd said Ball State.
Oh, for...
Yeah, Ball State cards. And I'm thinking, what in the hell is a Ball State card? Happy Ball State! Congratulations, Ball State! Is it like, if their football team ever wins anything, it must be like the least bought card ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So that was my day today. They did have Ball State.
Well, that's
cards.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same selection they had last year.
Just be careful not to get the same one.
I didn't last year. I got the chili pepper with the googly eyes.
Yeah. Quality. That's...
Yeah, know. The boss sent an email out, a thank you email out in response that said, from the big enchilada to my red hot chili peppers. Yeah, he's kind of a dork.
A little bit. Yeah. Okay, so that's anyway, enough goofing off. Hey, you know what?
Baseball or something?
We might have new listeners this episode, and the first thing they hear...
It's going to be me
blabbing about
Hallmark store.
Going to a Hallmark store.
You know, I'm very sensitive and very girly, and I have to go to the Hallmark store. I'm sorry. It just has to be done. And you're just going to have to accept that about me.
Okay. Well, anyway, welcome anyone listening who
tuned in
after seeing Amanda on Sports Rock with Ken Brew.
I haven't seen the clip myself yet. I'm hoping I can get a copy of it. I'm out of the range, you know, like I said, Indiana. So I'm not really able to get Channel 5 from Cincinnati, and I'm hoping that I didn't look like a complete dork.
Well, you didn't from where I was sitting, but, you know, well, that was in the studio and not...
I was pretty nervous, and I can't remember really anything I said. So I keep thinking of like things I think I might have said, I didn't say that on camera, did I? Not helped by the fact that they like were chatting with me up on the set before they actually started filming. So now I can't remember what stuff I said.
Not entirely sure when
in the chat
it started recording.
What I said in the I hope I didn't sound like a dumbass.
I don't think so.
But I've had a lot of traffic, a surprising amount of traffic from this, and a couple nice emails and new commenters, and I'm really pleased to have you all aboard. And welcome to Red Hot Mama, and we're glad to have you here. It's always a pleasure to have new Reds fans around, especially even when you're showing up in the off season.
Yeah.
Especially in this off season, when we don't really have anything to do.
No, but speaking of Ken Brew, here's a clip from he does a short little podcast too, where he talks about
the other Reds podcast.
And here's a short little clip of him talking about his thoughts on the Reds finishing their season.
Well, the Reds made it interesting this season, but let me ask you this. Would it not have been wise to bring the phenom up? Would it not have been wise to bring pitcher Homer Bailey to the majors for at least a couple of starts? Here's the deal. If the Reds had won four more games this season, they probably would have won their division. Would you not rather have seen the phenom pitching those four games rather than the usual suspects? I'm talking about Matt Belisle, Ryan Franklin, Michael Gosselin, Justin Germano, you know them, and all the other pretenders the Reds ran out there to make that odd start. It may not have mattered if Bailey was tossing. He could have come out on the short end of the deal, too. But we'll never know, because the Reds never gave Bailey a chance. In a bad season in the National League, the Reds had a chance to make the postseason for the first time since 1995. And I think, in this particular instance, they blew it.
So what do you think?
Well, I've got to... I'm very appreciative of Ken Brew for having me on a show.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely...
Great guy.
What's the word? Appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
His... but I'm going to have to disagree. Man.
Disagreeing? Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no way in hell Bailey was going to win us four games. If I trusted Naren to use him correctly, maybe that would be one thing. If I trusted the medical staff to take care of him, that might be one thing. If I trusted like the pitching management to take care of him, that might be one thing. But I can just see us looking back on the season going, yeah, we came within two games of getting to the postseason, thanks to Bailey. But
that ruined his career.
But blew his arm out, and now we don't have him.
But come on, he would have been better than Ryan Franklin.
Well, yeah. A lot of people that were already available were better than Ryan Franklin. It didn't stop Naren from sending him out there.
That's a good point.
I mean, I
like Matt Belisle, so I kind of bristled at including him as a pretender there. But he kind of was this year. He was battling injuries all year, and hopefully he can do something that makes him not a pretender next year. I'd like to see him do well.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to have been so tempting to call up Bailey. And there has to be something said for Krivsky, you know.
Yeah, sticking to his guns.
He said, no, he's not coming up this year. I don't care.
Yeah.
And he did do that. That leaves a huge door open for, like, well, what might have been?
Yeah, that's true. I think that we're going to get to see what comes of it next year. There's going to be plenty of opportunity for him to
That's true. Still hasn't pitched in the majors, so he's got to... Presumably full career yet. Left.
He still hasn't pitched at Triple A.
That's right. But if he could, you know, continue his success into the majors, join him with Harang and Arroyo, and
well, if he's as bad at if he's as badass as everyone says, he can come out of spring training winning himself a spot on the roster. And you know, now there's some room now that Sunwoo Kim and Joe Mays and Chris Mihalik have opted for free agency.
I'm actually surprised that Chris Mihalik did.
Why's that?
Because he actually got to pitch for the Reds.
Oh, we saw Kim pitch. It was
No. Mihalik, not Kim.
I know. You just said Mihalik pitched for the Reds. So did Kim.
Well, yeah, but
a horrible travesty.
Right.
It was a disaster.
Mihalik actually did okay with the Reds, and they seemed to keep sending him out there. I would think that.
Well, they kept sending Franklin out there too. We just talked about that.
That's true. I don't know. I just was more surprised at him than the others. It. I don't think that'll matter. I mean, though.
I think it's three deals that really put that really tarnish the trading clout, I suppose, of the trading reputation of Krivsky this season. I mean, he pulled off a couple of blockbusters, but man, he pulled off a lot of little stinkers.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, okay, yeah. So long, fare thee well, Kim, yeah. And Mahalik, and...
And Maze.
Oh,
and then
well,
Dan
yeah.
Sardina, and Andy Abad, and Dwayne Wise.
Sardina, wow.
Which really, really makes me wonder who the hell we're going to see playing at spring training next year, because...
I don't know,
like
Dan Sardina, he was a catcher, right?
Well,
the Reds aren't short of those. They're going to have to get another catcher.
He's coming back. You know, just because he opted for free agency doesn't mean the Reds aren't signing him again.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I wonder if there are enough players for them in spring training there.
Because Kripke's
going
like,
to have to make some more transactions.
Because didn't it seem like Andy Abad ended, like, finished every spring training game
yep.
we attended? I think
pretty
that
much.
In 2 weeks
he was a solid minor league looking player.
But that's looking ahead a little bit. How about what's going on right now? How about those
playoffs?
Yeah, there's some kind of baseball going on right now, isn't there? With those damn Cardinals, huh? Taking out
Cardinals.
The Padres. I was so rooting for the Padres. It's just that I've got such a deep-seated loathing for the Cardinals.
Well, I
guess it's not really loathing. It's really much more rivalry.
Yeah,
I just like to see them fail.
Well, I know the reason, and that'll be coming up in my little news segment at the end of the podcast. I know why the Padres lost.
You know why the Padres lost? Yeah. Well, I know that this is going to be a goofy story when we get to it, but in seriousness, you know, your reason for why the Cardinals won was that you said that they had to work harder to get there.
Yeah. The past, last year before that, they kind of clinched how many months before the season ended and then just coasted into the postseason.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, adversity can build some strength, even when it is a team as crappy as the Cardinals
are. I might be able to buy that if they had done well at the end. If I saw them, like, making that final push and coming together
as a team. They stopped their seven-game losing streak.
seven-game losing streak of the season or whatever it was. I think it probably has more to do with them taking the entire second half of the season off. You know, they were very well
rested. They are an older team. Maybe,
They were very, very well rested going into the playoffs, and they were able to dispatch of the Padres.
Well, they're
nicely.
Up against the Mets now, so, ooh.
Yeah, I've heard good things about this Mets team, but, you know.
I don't really care who wins that one. I guess I'd rather the Cardinals lose, but, you know, I don't. What about the American League championship
series? Yeah, I was going to say, oddly enough, I probably care more about the American League championship series.
Even with the DH.
Yeah, even though they don't really know how to play baseball.
I got a good feeling about the Tigers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, their manager, Jim Leland, was one I'd hoped that the Reds would consider last year before just copping out and going with Naren.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, do a real search.
Do a real search. Yeah. Why not? I mean, you can still pick Naren if he's the right guy.
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't mind that. But I really would have liked them to have talked to Leland. Because I have good memories of him being the manager of the Pirates back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
And now he's sent the Tigers to the playoffs.
I think you were going somewhere with that story to begin with, though, weren't you?
No.
Oh.
That's all. Sorry.
Okay. Well, how about Sean Casey out there in Detroit, though?
He's been making some solid hits.
I'm really impressed with Casey because after the way he handled being traded from Cincinnati,
he was emotional.
He was emotional. I thought he would crumble. I didn't think he had it in him, but then he goes and gets traded away from Pittsburgh, which I mean, clearly he wasn't particularly happy there. I mean, the team sucks, but. And none of them seem to be very happy, but even so, I kind of expected him to, you know, be all rocky emotionally. He seems to be thriving.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that.
He's adapted. This changing teams is old hat now.
he's going to be a journeyman. Before you know it, it's going to be Casey the journeyman. Maybe he'll be the next one that they're rumoring is going to show up with the Yankees. Man, every freaking rumor.
Well, that's because the Yankees are the only team in baseball, according to the national press.
No
so
kidding,
every
man.
Single player
go,
who's available, and even many who are not, are going to the Yankees.
You know, it's like if you go to I go to a new headline aggregator to check out, you know, what's going on around the general world without having to, you know, look it up myself. And every single freaking headline is about Torrey being fired. Every one of them. And frankly, I'm shocked he hasn't been fired yet. I thought, I was like giving it like the 12-hour countdown after they lost that game. I'm like, 9 a.m. tomorrow.
I think it would be a stupid decision to make, but I am surprised it hasn't happened yet.
What are they going to do, not fire him? I mean, they're going to... And it sounds like they're going to get, like, Pinella. Everyone's all about Pinella. And who else is going to be able to take over the role? I mean, I'll give them that. And then I heard they were going to move... Yeah, Tori was going to be fired from New York. Penelope was going to fill in there, and then Tori was going to go to Texas.
To Texas?
Yeah, where apparently they also have a managerial opening.
There are openings everywhere.
There's a lot this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I believe it was, I remember him getting fired now. They just came in droves.
Yeah, it's like...
Fast and furious firings.
I know, it's like freaking manager musical chairs, musical teams, is what it is. And Dusty Baker's the odd man out.
Oh, he'll land somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway.
Maybe with the Yankees.
Wow. You never know. Speaking of the Tigers, one of the former Tigers, I guess now, Dimitri Young. His birthday's coming up on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's a real subtle way of bringing up the birthday of someone you share it with.
And I know that because it's also my birthday.
Nice.
And it's going to be...
What would you like for your birthday
from your
vast podcast audience?
Actually, you know what would be really nice is if somebody could actually call into the podcast line, call into the message line.
That number is 513-729-7106.
Thank you, Correct Technical Staff. Because I think that we've gotten one actual call, several calls that are like 10 seconds of silence, a few calls that are so garbled I can't understand what they're saying, and maybe two or three people who think that I'm some sort of phone sex line.
Nice.
But one actual call, and we played that on our first show after we set up the message. So it would be fantastic if people would send me a birthday message. You wouldn't have to actually say anything about my birthday if you didn't want to. Just giving me something to play on the podcast and justifying the money we're spending on the line.
The tens of cents.
The tens of cents per month?
Yeah.
Justifying the tens of cents per month. You know, this podcasting thing is it's not cheap.
You're right.
Sorry. So then ever again, 513-729-7106. I'm going to be 29. Call in and wish me a happy birthday. And Dimitri Young, too. And Luke Perry.
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh. And someone else, but I can't remember who. Harvey the Wonder Hamster. So how about our new radio
Oh, that's right. Huh? Tom Brenneman.
Yeah, making fun of blind people.
That's right.
Awesome. You know, I was so worried that the Reds were making a mistake in that they were not diversifying enough. It was my opinion that they were just getting another middle-aged white guy to be, you know, I mean, really, you look at their broadcast across television and radio, what do you have besides middle-aged old white guys?
Middle-aged?
I suppose we've got
goodness,
some...
there's a lot of elderly old white guys, too.
Well, elderly white guys, like Rich Aurelia. And, no,
that's right, yeah.
Anyway, I'm talking, I guess a couple of the guys on TV maybe don't quite qualify as, I'm not sure I'd call Jim Day middle-aged or Jeff Pecoro, but...
They're not broadcasters, they're just pregame hosts.
I suppose that's true, but even they are just white guys. So I'm like, you know, here they have this opportunity to mix things up. I'm thinking they can do something awesome, they can mix things around, they can really push the envelope, like I think is the duty of this team.
Yeah.
But then they go and hire a freaking white guy. They didn't even just hire a freaking white guy. They go and hire the freaking son of the other freaking white guy that they've already got there. It's like, not only do we want this to be exactly to be similar, we want it to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was wrong. Yeah. Tom Brenneman.
He's got some edge to him.
That guy, he is really bringing a whole new meaning to the word color man.
He's calling Jeff Kent the best second baseman in the history of the game.
That's colorful. He's making fun of the guy who... He's making fun of the special binoculars that the guy in the stands of the Mets game was using. He was practically blind, entirely blind in one eye. These goggles helped him. You know, he's got low vision. Dude, what would make you even look out in the stand and go, that guy's using binoculars?
You know, if I were blind, I would just learn to see or something.
Yeah. That's a pretty obscure reference.
Sorry.
There. I don't think anyone's going to get that. They're just going to think you're asking.
Well, you know, Tom Brenneman. Yeah, so, he's taken this.
Kudos to you, Tom.
Yeah, he's taken this whole bad boy thing seriously.
That's right. He's taken over for the bad boy, and he's redefining it.
Yeah.
All right, what kind of stories you got for us this week?
Okay, two of them. Two little silly things. One of them was from the New York Daily News, a little feature with Mets third baseman David Wright offering tips to women who want to pick up guys in bars while they're watching the playoffs, the baseball games.
Not specifically David Wright, though.
No, it's David Wright.
How to pick up...
No, no, not how to pick up David Wright. David Wright's telling women how to pick up guys.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess he have a lot of experience in picking up guys?
You'd have to ask him. I'm not sure. It doesn't go into that here, you know.
Okay, please.
But he's just saying some things like, you know the terminology of baseball, know what a triple is, a doubles when you get to second, know a double play is getting two outs, things like that.
I don't know, because... a lot of women, manage to make it, manage to land guys by playing
true,
golf.
True.
You sit there and you actually know the terminology, then the guy's not going to have any way to feel superior to you.
He says that you should know the players, and he also says that it's real important. It would be pretty important and impressive if you knew, like, what he termed the most obscure rule in baseball, the infield fly rule.
Okay.
But what I liked the best was, a fun fact about the team you're watching. David Wright says, if you really want to impress the guy, here's a fun fact. The Mets' colors are orange and blue. We got our blue from the Dodgers when they left New York. We took the orange from the Giants when they were in New York. So, you know, ladies, just say that at a bar and I guess you'll win a guy's heart.
Okay.
From David Wright. Words of romantic wisdom.
The Giants were in New York?
Yeah, New York Giants.
I thought that was a football team.
It is now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? I kind of bet that there would be some guys that would say the exact same thing I just said there. Like, you're an idiot. The Giants are a football team. So there's their opportunity.
That was a while ago, yeah.
To feel superior. Yeah. So there you go. It all works out.
See, it will work
what
out.
What else you got?
The reason the Padres lost to the Cardinals in the postseason.
It's bad karma.
It is. You're right. They angered the ghost of the candy factory.
Oh.
Yeah. They had terrible... They had no offense at home in the postseason this year. I think at one point there they'd scored one run in 18 innings.
Woo!
Yeah. And then, you know, the only one they did win, the only game they did win was in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And the reason a lot of fans are claiming is because of a candy factory that was built in 1924 and had to be moved a block away to make way for the construction of the new stadium.
Is it, how new is it, like this year?
Petco Park, I'm not sure when it opened, but recently, in the last few years.
Okay, so do they have some reason why they think the candy factory would be unhappy about being moved?
I don't know. Just something that, I don't know, they just can't accept that their team isn't very good, that it has to be some supernatural reason.
Perhaps they should look into some sort of sponsorship with Crest. Or something to really overpower the ghost of the candy factory, since they're apparently not going to be able to appease it.
Right.
Yeah. This is the sort of stuff that we talk about when the Reds aren't playing.
Yep.
You know what's great? I think it might actually be better than the stuff we talk about when the Reds are playing. Anyway, call into the call-in line, everybody. 513-729-7106.
Wish her a happy birthday.
And wish me a happy birthday. And until next week, keep on hanging in there. And go Reds.
The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Send an email, post a comment on the website, or leave a voicemail. The email address is rhm@red-hot-mama.com. The webpage is red-hot-mama.com. And our voicemail line is 513-729-7106.